Hey, a guy who likes 50 and below as well as the next guy and more than many guys is Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. These last two mornings have been very impressive. We kind of lose track of it, but the temperature recorded yesterday morning at the Weather Service was minus 21, which was the coldest temperature for the entire winter. And so we waited until February to have it. The Weather Service also, I guess, decided they'd brag about it. And, you know, what is Minnesota supposed to be known for in the winter but cold? So they posted temperatures all over northeast Minnesota, ranging from nearly 40 below up near International Falls. And I think the warmest was some of the places down by the lake where they were still below zero, but not more than 10 below. Fascinating last two mornings. It won't be lasting, though, as you said. The forecast is going to be 30 again tomorrow, but it won't be minus 30 as it is some places this morning. It'll be the positive 30. Not unusual for February. February is a very fickle month when it comes to weather. We go up and down quite a bit. What we have now, we are about halfway. This is Valentine's Day, and Lisa, you know, we've handled a few myths on this program over the years, such as the whole story about Groundhog Day. Well, there's another myth about Valentine's Day. We tend to think Valentine's Day is when you are really showing your love, but what's really going on is that it's chocolate. That's what it's all about.
Oh, absolutely, Larry. So, and this program's also really pretty committed to talking about
chocolate. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Well, anyway, we're about halfway through the month. If it were not a leap year, this would be halfway. And surprise, we are actually a little below normal in temperature so far, thanks to the recent 2 days. This has not happened for a while. We'll see what the second half has to offer. Lots of times the second half is different. But here's a statistic. We've had only 3 inches of snow, according to the Weather Service, for this whole month as of now. Now, I said before that February is a dry month. We do not usually get many snows in February. Last year was an amazing exception. But only three inches is below normal. That 3 inches that we got was a very dry 3 inches, so the precipitation is 0.04. which is, even in a dry month like February, is still quite a bit below normal. We'll see what happens now as we get into the second half of the month. Usually February and March are not twins. Usually there's quite a difference. The total amount of snow we have for the season so far still remains at 77. It's about 18 to 19 inches above normal. Normal for the entire season is 86. We'll see. We should be able to reach that. And, of course, the snowpack continues to linger. We've had a snowpack now of almost 3 months, or 2.5 months, I should say, where the snowpack, the amount of snow on the ground, was at least 1.5 feet. Weather Service also had an interesting thing this week when they showed how much of Lake Superior is covered with ice. They said they estimated it at 11%. Now, why do they show that? Because if it's Lake Superior is going to freeze over, it's always going to freeze over in late winter. Well, last year at this date, the ice cover was almost 3/4. It went on to reach a 94% coverage, which I don't think we're going to see this year. The caves, nobody has talked about walking to the ice caves along the South Shore this year, probably because it's going to be pretty difficult to walk on water to get there. Well, we'll see what happens. Things can change. Hope you had a chance to get out and see that waning quarter moon this morning in the nice, chilly temperatures. We had that each of the last few days. We had a full moon this past week, and the days continue to get longer. We are now having sunrise by 7:15, sunset about 5:30, moving towards 10.5 hours of daylight this week, and then by the end of the month, 11 hours of daylight. The birding situation is interesting. This is the weekend of the Sachs-Zim Bog Birding Festival. Sachs-Zim Bog is an area that is west of Cotton, not really that far from here. I always count on about an hour drive from my home to get there. When you get there, you're in a different world. You can see so many different birds that we don't see here. And so many of these birds are more easy to see in the winter. Things like boreal chickadees, along with the black cap chickadees, gray jays, along with the blue jays, black-billed magpie, black-back woodpecker, three-toed woodpecker, some birds that we don't usually see here. But the real clincher that really brings in people to see in the wintertime are the variety of owls. I mentioned last week how this February is owl month, and we have a couple of resident owls, the barred owl and the great horned owl, which do their calling about now because they're both early nesters. Then we have the tiny saw-whet owls that will do their calling about now or now and continuing in the next several weeks. But then we have the four winter visitors, snowy owl, great gray owl, hawk owl, and boreal owl, and all of them have been seen recently in the Sachsenwald area. And so powers that be decided to have a birding festival there, and every year it brings in many people from all over the country to see these birds. So yes, this is an interesting thing to see. The other thing of note going on right now is mammals. We have two situations with the mammals, the wild mammals, that are very important in their lives. One of them is mating. Late winter, we get into the mating season of rabbits and hares and squirrels, the wild canines. And the other one is hunger. With a snowpack like we have and the recent cold days, there are critters out there that are quite hungry. Deer probably are the most obvious. I have been putting out bird feed all winter, and it's no surprise to see squirrels, but lately I have been getting deer and rabbits coming as well. In addition to that, there are the predators. I saw tracks recently of bobcat, fisher, otter, marten, weasel. These are all critters that are predators, and yes, they're looking for their food. It's a little harder to find with that kind of a snowpack and a crust on it, and many of the small mammals, the mice, voles, and shrews, are under that. I did see an interesting rodent situation this past week, and that is our friend porcupine. I haven't talked about porcupines all winter. Porcupines have a very limited area for the winter. They seem to find a good feeding site, usually up in a tree, and then they find another den site nearby, and winter is spent pretty much just going back and forth. I had two winters where I had a porcupine winter in my barn, and it would just go out to find a place to eat and then come right back. Well, this past week, I started to notice things about porcupine. I was going past a forest just east of here, and I noticed how the branches had been stripped. That's an activity of a porcupine. It found a good tree, wanted to eat, and climbs up and feeds on the inner bark. After a while, the bark is all broken off. You see these bare branches. And then I got an email from someone who had these weird tracks out in their driveway. I took a look at them, and it was a porcupine again with its, it has a waddling type of gait. They never seem to be in a hurry with all their spines to protect them. But this one was also dragging its tail. And then I was out on a nearby trail, and I looked down at where I was moving through, and I saw droppings, animal droppings on it. I took a closer look. They were porcupine droppings. Well, there's only one animal that can make porcupine droppings. So I looked up in the tree above, and sure enough, there was a porky sitting there all curled up in the cold wind. So, yeah, I had not seen or noticed much of them all winter, and now suddenly they start to show up too.
All right, so I have a question for you.
Yes.
Last weekend, I had the delightful, as a matter of fact, last Friday, I had the delightful opportunity to spend a super fast weekend in Phoenix. Never been to Arizona. Can't wait to go back and look at more stuff. Saw a coyote and wild horses and longhorns, and it was just wonderful. The coyotes are in... My friends live in Fountain Hills. There are coyotes in their neighborhood. We heard them calling. I said, what I always say, Larry Weber says it's breeding season. And then I wondered, Do breeding seasons vary with coyotes depending on whether they live in Minnesota or they live in Phoenix?
I'm sure there is some variation. You know, we're pretty far north of Arizona, so I'm sure there is some variation, but it's based on the amount of light more than it is based on temperature. And so, yes, it probably is. I'd say it's sitting toward the end of their breeding season.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, it was fascinating, and it was wonderful, and it's definitely. I was so lucky to be able to make that trip,
well,
even
all those
a short
critters
one
that you just mentioned. You saw I saw in my yard as well. So
longhorns and wild horse. Yeah, okay,
yep,
I can see it. Yeah, yeah, and coyotes.
Okay, well, take care. Enjoy.
Thanks a million, Larry.
And happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Larry. Larry Weber this morning, so dear to our heart, and he's been the host of Backyard Almanac here on KUMD for these many years. We're so lucky to have him.